Hello? Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Donald McMillan?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, it's James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application. How are you today?
All right, yeah.
It's just a quick call. Could I just ask you three questions in terms of data protection purposes? Can you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
18/5/1958.
Fantastic. And your postal address?
It's EH11 4JX. Or that is 75/2 Calder Gardens.
Fantastic. And then can you just confirm for me either your mobile number or your email address?
Email address is donaldmcmillan872@gmail.com.
Fantastic. The purpose of the call today, Donald, is just to collect your GP details. We're currently in receipt of your care records, and we just need to get your medical records to help corroborate your application and then be able to send it off for a witness statement.
Yep.
So you can just confirm for me with your GP practice, please.
Yes, it's a Sight Hill Medical Practice.
Sight Hill.
It's SIGHTHILL Medical Practice.
The area.
It's Sight Hill, Edinburgh. It's a Red Practice, Dr. Burns.
Edinburgh, and it's the Red Practice.
Yeah, Dr. Burns.
Fantastic. Okay, no worries. We'll go ahead now and I'll go send a subject access request to your GP. Just to obviously avoid any further delay, they should be sending the records to us when we send the subject access request, but we're coming into some problems with some GPs where they're trying to get in contact with the client. Obviously, in this case, it would be yourself in relation to releasing records. So if you do end up getting a phone call from Sight Hill, Red Wing, the Red Practice, obviously let them know that you've signed a letter of authority for us to act on your behalf and that our request.
I've actually got a telephone appointment with my doctor for next Wednesday, so I'll let him know anyway.
All right, brilliant. Yeah, no problem. Fantastic. Okay, we appreciate that, Donald. What we'll do now is that the next time we get in contact with you will be to discuss a date and time, what's best available for you for a witness statement. So hopefully when we're in receipt of your GP records, we'll be in a position to move your application forward.
Yep, that's fine.
No problem. While we're on the phone, have you got any further questions for me or anything like that?
No, I'm just kind of wondering about like I say, the time scale, because maybe because I'm now like 68 now.
Yeah.
I've been told recently, kind of, I could be waiting up to 18 months.
Sorry, who's told you you'd be waiting up to 18 months?
Well, I can't remember who I was speaking to, but I was told, kind of, I'd possibly be waiting. I was looking on the website, on the redress website.
Yeah. Okay, well we're aiming to when once we've sent your witness statement off, so after you've done the witness statement with ourselves, we're gonna be providing all your information to Scottish Redress, and then we're hopefully to be getting a being receipt of obviously the apology, being from your time incurred and any compensation that you're awarded. We're hoping that it will be 6 to 8 weeks following submission of your witness statement. So I don't believe you'll be waiting 18 months, Donald, at all.
That's fine. That's perfect. That's because it's kind of, this thing is dragging on. Sometimes I wish I had never ever brought it back up again, but I'm
Yeah.
happy that it's all over.
Yeah, of course. It's understandable that obviously going back and trying to put your mind into a place where you was before, so obviously try and recall any experiences that you have would be distressing, and we don't wish to bring that upon you at this moment in time. It's just because when we do the witness statement, it will be very meticulous. So we'll want to go through as much depth as possible to obviously.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah, it will be. But when it comes to that phone call, you will be in control of the phone call. So if at any point during it you'd want to take a break, like go for a drink, and have a sit down, or even request a call back for a later date to where you can gather yourselves and be able to continue with the phone call, that's perfectly fine.
That's okay then. That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. It's all at your own time when it comes to your witness statement, Donald. All we need now is essentially your general practitioner records, and then we'll be ready to put you through towards a witness statement. But as I'm going to send off that subject access request now, it can take anywhere up to just 1 calendar month to receive a response from your general practice. So.
Well, I'll tell my doctor when I talk to him on Wednesday to sort of hurry it up.
Yeah. Of course, that would be a massive help if you do remember to mention that on Wednesday.
Well, he's a good doctor, so it kind of helps me out quite a bit. So if I ask him to sort of fast track it, he probably will.
Okay, brilliant. That's fantastic, Donald. No worries. Well, we'll go ahead now and we'll update your file. We'll add your general practice onto the file, and then we'll send them a subject access request to try and retrieve your records. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. No worries. Have a lovely day, Donald. Speak to you soon.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.